This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
I mean, some people like that too. Just saying.
Well, some people like it. Draymond, he wants to whoop the trick together.
You can all whoop the trick. I mean, it just seems to be, you know, it's whatever you want. That's why we call it F it Friday. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I love this. So our listeners want to help out. Because I'm in that I have a bit of a conflict tonight. I got a lot to watch. We got the two NBA games, game sixes. I've got a Stanley Cup playoffs game six and the Rangers and Penguins. Can the Rangers force a game seven? That's pretty exciting. And I got a father-daughter dance. And I got to go. And I'm like, am I a bad dad if I got the phone out and I've just got the game on? And I'm just kind of, you know, keeping to myself. So Bart says, no, I'm not a bad dad. That's what I do. What do you say? 888-SAY-ESPN. Jay is in Ohio. Jay, am I a bad dad?
No.
I'll take it.
You're not a bad dad at all.
No.
Hey, first of all, Bart, I got to say, I know it's not the I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. Years ago, I was in Baltimore with my family down where the aquarium is and all that, and I saw you and I yelled, can't wait. And you looked at me and now I'm thinking about it. My son thought it was hilarious. He was 12 or 13 at the time, but it probably wasn't a good thing for a grown man yelling that at you out in a public spot. So I'm sorry about that.
No, but, how did I respond?
You just gave me like a look, a little smirk, you know.
Little nod.
You're walking by.
A little nod. Okay. I'm about to say, I don't think I've ever been rude to anybody, y'all.
Bart, can't wait. You're going to wait.
You know, I'm not used to hearing that in Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm the mad backer in Baltimore. Out here, I can't wait. They call me something different. They love me for trying to almost killing Ben out there. You know, up here, they love me for can't wait.
Thank you, Jay. Johnny is in New York. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up? You are absolutely not a bad guy. Bart was right with what he said. It also sounds like this is not your first one.
No.
Am I correct by saying that?
You are correct with that, yes. I've been to a few.
So you're not only being there for your daughter, but you're almost like a glorified chauffeur. I also recommend dressing comfortable. There's no reason to wear a three-piece suit. You know, I believe that once you get to the atmosphere, they only want to hang out with their friends. And I think that you are absolutely entitled to look at your phone because you may not like the person sitting next to you. And absolutely, because of what you do, especially look at what's going on in sports.
Mm-hmm. Right. I got to answer every Nick question. How do I solve the Nick? Speaking of Nick, Nick in California says I am a bad dad. Nick,
oh, man.
Explain.
Yeah, you guys there?
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, sorry. Got a little bit of a little water vapor through the bong rip right there.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Hey, you know, we wake and bake.
Yeah,
that's
you're a bad dad, bro. You're a bad dad. I got an 11-year-old. Yeah, and I smoke pot, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Legal here now, just like drinking beer, so no difference.
Nobody's judging you now.
Anyway, so yeah, you're a bad dad. You absolutely should not have quote unquote joints in your ears while you're dancing with her. While you're in the moment, when she runs over to you, you should pull out the one quote unquote joint in your ear. And just be in the moment and enjoy it, man. She's your progeny. And you are her hero.
I got you.
Just hang out, be in the moment. But you got the ultimate out. You got to work, bro. You got to work.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch it. It's the ultimate out. So when you're against a wall, yeah, it's you and your phone. That's okay.
Okay. Nick, I appreciate you, man. I love the fact that you were in the moment with me, too. Appreciate it.
And listen, Nick,
Nick was no. He was in a groove, and he just I was feeling it. I was definitely vibing with him.
See, we picked up his call in between the puff puff pass. You know what I'm saying? So it's right. You sped up the inhale. You know what I'm saying?
I love when he said that he caught a bad vapor. I was just thinking like he caught the vapors.
You caught the vapors.
I just need to know why.
Like, hey, don't judge me, like, bro. Nobody said
nobody
nothing.
Was judging you. It's just you're the one that got all guilty conscious on us. Sean's in Montana. Wake and bake. It's California. All good. Sean's in Montana. What's up, Sean? Am I a bad dad?
You know, I'm so sorry. I got to label you the bad guy. I kudos to you. You're going to have the dad-daughter night. My daughter is 24, And, you know, when she and I hang out, she talks about those one-on-one times or simple little things, and we'd go get ice cream. And, you know, I my phone was all put away, and we just, it was, you know, that focus. And, you know, when we talk now, she remembers that. So I'm like, hey, if I can advise you, I hate to call you a bad dad, because I'm sure you're a wonderful dad that you want to do stuff, but focus on daughter. It'll pay dividends later on in life.
Hold on, but it was 10 years ago. So if your daughter is 24 years old, it was 10 years ago. You didn't have the type of phone coverage where you can really, you were really watching games. That wasn't a major thing. You know, technology's gotten so much better. So he had no choice. He probably was sitting up there texting or swiping left on Tinder or something like that. Or,
oh man, where is this going? No, look. First of all, I got three daughters, and so it's like my oldest is in college, and she's just like, you know, when I went to the daddy, you know, the father-daughter dances with her, there was, I didn't have all the technology like you're talking about, so I just had to sit there. They all go off with their friends,
and you had to eat
and
it.
I sit there with like the apple juice, you know, and whatever. What do they have? They're like, it's like they have the microwave
Rice Krispie treats, yeah, right,
like whatever,
Rice
Krispie treats. And you're just sitting there, just like, what am I doing here? You know,
and then somebody,
every dad looking at each other,
hey,
like,
hey, aren't you Allen Hahn? Hey, how about the Knicks? You know what they should do? You know, they should get Joel Embiid. I heard it on your show. Yeah. Like, look, bro, like, listen, like, now Knicks fans start thinking that they can get Joel Embiid, man. Listen,
no, and all I got to do is say one thing where it's like, you know, just say one thing about a player. It goes right to Twitter.
Yep. It
goes right to Twitter. You got to love that, too.
Sitting there, Allen Hahn, he said they're going to get Donovan Mitchell and they're going to get Joel
Art
Embiid.
Is absolutely brilliant and on point.
Yo, it's just crazy. Hamilton in Wisconsin. How am I a bad dad with this one, Hamilton?
How's it going today?
What's up?
I got to say, if you're not paying attention to your daughter tonight, 100% with the phone away, you're definitely a bad dad.
Wow.
Hamilton, but then she's going to run away with her friends and go do TikTok videos, and you're going
to
get stuck at
the table.
You're
going to
get stuck. No, no,
dance with her
it's not. It's not even a table. You're going to get stuck with the rest of the dads just standing by the dance floor because the DJ is going to call them up.
They're
going to do all the pops with dads, and then he's going to get interviewed by other people's dads about stuff that he's been talking about all damn day. He's like, didn't you listen to the show? Like, do I have to do the show all over again? So then you pull out the phone and he does his research because now he already knows because we're going to have to talk about. You think we're not going to talk about Friday's games on Monday?
Bart, do you ever get friends of yours who are Jets fans that text you, what did you think about that game? And you're like, did you, why? I'm on SNY after every game. You know what I think.
Exactly. Why aren't you paying attention to me on the game?
Yeah, exactly.
On the post-game show. You heard what I had to say.
It's just, and I'm not trying to be like that guy, like I'm not approached by it. I just think it's funny that that's what it ends up being. So, Knicks suck. I'm like, yeah.
what do you want me to say?
Like, yeah, yeah.
If I could offer my two cents here as a father of a daughter, I go back to the caller who said it's, you know, be in the moment. All right. Well, father-daughter dance. That means there's a father and a daughter. Let me promise you one thing. She is not in the moment.
No.
She is not thinking about this. And let me tell you,
you're
going
to
get
nothing to do with you.
This dance is about moments. You're going to get like three of them. And you'll never forget them. The rest of the time, it's about her and her friends.
Yep.
Don't even sweat this, Alan.
Yeah. So I've.
You have to explain how old the kid is.
Yeah, let me explain this, too. Because it's two of my daughters who go to the same school.
Right.
So my eighth grader, the 14-year-old, as you know, she just wants to hang out with her friends.
And then
there's my first grader, 7-year-old, and she's just excited because she dresses up. She's going to actually wear heels, which I can't believe. And she already said to me, is it okay that I'm just going to go run off with my friend? She told me her friend's name. And I'm like, sure, it's okay. So they're already telling me ahead of time. I'm just there to, like, who was the caller that said I'm just basically a chaperone? I'm a driver.
Yeah.
Like, that's essentially what this is. So in my head, I'm like, all right, well, I guess I could just grab my phone and watch the game because I do want to watch the games.
And I suggest that you go in the hallway and
watch
the games.
But it looks, it's a bad look, though.
No, you go away from, you might even be able to go to your car. Because I'm telling you, bro.
You're going to go out in the hallway to watch the game. There's going to be like 10 other dads doing the same thing, man.
Probably. Bro, that's the only thing I don't want in this age is have guys breathing around me, like in my, like, because I'm holding my phone. Hey, what's going on? Who's winning the game? Like,
The 14-year-old can care less. Giselle's 14. And she won't no smoke. Last thing she want to do is dance with her dad. She want to go do TikTok videos with her friends and put filters on stuff and have fun.
Pretty much.
you know, maybe Callie comes back and hangs out with you a little bit, get you a kiss on the cheek, hang out. Hey,
oh,
Daddy.
She'll run back. Callie will come back and say hi to me. Yes. Gracie, no, she has no time for
she me. She's going to come back and say, hold this.
Oh, that, yeah, yeah, yeah. And if there was ever, like, if there was ever a need for money, that's when she comes find me. Then it's like, hey, you have any money? Like, if we're at a carnival, you have any money? Like, oh, now you're coming back to say hello? That's the way it is. I mean,
when it's when it's time to pay for the wedding, they know where to go, Dad.
Trust me.
And just watch out for those TikTok videos.
My God. Yeah. Yeah, we watch that too. So, all right. So the consensus is I'm okay to watch the games on my phone as long as the girls aren't around me. When they come around me, put the phone
put it up. Exactly. That's it.
All right. I think we can all agree on that. All right. We'll continue with the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But coming up, the NFL schedule has been released. Caesars has their win totals, but we have Barstradamus, and we want to know what he thinks about some of the top teams in the NFL and what they will do with their schedule. More on that after this from Straight Talk.
Cutting the price.
Oh, go ahead. Go!
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good.
Really good.
Actually, it feels great. Alan, you should try it. So
I
cut
will.
Your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our 45. I feel like it's ours because they say it's ours. So I feel
it is ours.
I feel like I'm part of the con. I didn't get any of the bonus money, but okay. You know
it's a $45 silver unlimited plan, right? With how many gigabytes?
Oh, 5G. Wow. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract. Guess what, Alan? No compromise. A month equals
what? How many days?
30 days 30. Equals a month. Not 31. Mm-hmm. Not yesterday when I said 32. See terms and conditions at straighttalkwireless.com. 5G compatible device required.
So
you can't use it on your Razor. Your Razor is not 5G compatible.
No, Razor's out.
Actual
flip
availability,
out.
Coverage, and speeds may vary depending on if you're in Florida. NFL music on the read.
No.
You know them old dudes got them razors, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The flip phone, they put an antenna out like, bro, no, you can't upgrade that.
Let me tell you
I ever tell you I had a driver? Ever tell you I had a driver from Amazon? And he was like, man, I can't get the app to work. Like, bro, you got an iPhone 6. We're on 12. The technology cannot compare. It's not compatible.
So the schedule was released yesterday, and as you're looking at it, you're seeing a couple of things. And we're going to go through some of them again. The easiest schedule.
Strength of schedule.
Yeah, we're going with strength of schedule based on last year's win total. Who do you think has the easiest schedule? Well, I'll tell you. The Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, that's
easiest schedule. Now, what happens when you have the easiest schedule, of course,
is that
you make the playoffs. 7 of the last 10 seasons, the easiest strength of schedule entering the season. We're not ready for Barstradamus yet. The easiest strength of schedule 7 times in 10 years. That's good. Who has the hardest schedule based on last year's win-loss? The defending champions, the Los Angeles Rams. What does that mean for them? Well, when you have the hardest strength of schedule entering the season, the last 5 years, only one team has made the playoffs. One. So do you think the Rams can repeat based on that? Do you think the Cowboys are in the playoffs making some noise as well? Well, Caesars has their win total set up. And they've got a couple of teams that we looked at. And I feel like Caesars might know some things, but we know we have a guy that knows things too. And his name is Barstradamus.
Oh. Oh, yes.
How are you?
Welcome to F It Fridays. Oh, it's F It for me every day.
It is.
As is always F It on the dark side. Hello, Alan. Hello, Stosh. Oh.
Oh, you said hello to Stosh now. You've actually, wow.
Stosh, he's always been there,
but
I've never acknowledged his energy.
No, until now.
Oh.
Well, Barstradamus, there's one team I need to know about right away. I can't wait any longer. It'd be my New York Jets. They've done so much in this offseason. It's been a lot of anticipation about what they could be going forward. Darren Orlovsky thinks that Zach Wilson could have the biggest jump for a second-year quarterback. His own coach says he looks beefy.
Oh, whoa.
And Caesars is telling me the over-under win total for the Jets is 5.5. What do you say?
Caesar hasn't been assassinated or lost his mind. All those pesky Jets shall take flight this season. Oh, yes, Allen. More than 5. It's not about who you play, but when you play them, Beefy is going to be great. Snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yes. The Jets shall fly high. And Zach Wilson shall throw bombs to his new receiving core. See 9 wins.
What?
As they teeter on the brink of breaking the sound barrier.
Don't say it.
Oh, yes. So it is said.
So it shall be.
So it shall be.
Should be a very interesting week 1 as the Jets host the Baltimore Ravens. Our good friend Bart Scott will be torn that day. Unfortunately, he has to work because that's a game that I think he and I need to be at. But
yes.
I digress. We continue with Bart Stradamus as we go through the win totals of this new NFL schedule out. So some key teams. Yes. The next team up that we need to discuss is the team with the easiest strength of schedule based on last year. And that is the Dallas Football Cowboys. And they, according to Caesars, their over-under is 10.5.
Oh.
Bart Stradamus, what say you?
Dallas, the Big D.
Excuse me?
We just went from Beefy to the Big D.
Hey, phrasing!
Oh, no. But I digress.
Please do.
The question is, will they be great? Oh, they will win the division, as it hurts to be Jalen. But, oh, he has all the tools to win the division. Oh, Danny Dimes should be better. The competition will not be a given. Oh, but we know those pesky boys in blue will go to the postseason. Oh, yes.
All right.
And run
about. Funny when you said it's not about the Big D. I think for the Cowboys, it's always been about the Big O. Anyway.
Amazing.
How many wins for Dallas?
9.
So under. Okay. So now, next up, Aaron Rodgers and the cupboard that is bare, offensively at least, in Green Bay. He stays, but his most important weapon goes. Caesars has their over-under at 11. What say you, Bart Stradamus?
Discount double check. Oh, yes. The Lions are still biting, grabbing, scratching. Oh, but they won't have Williams till the middle of the year. A.A. Ron and the cheese curd shall continue to dominate. Oh, yes, dominate the division. A.A. Ron, 11, yes. He's been 13-3 over the last 2 years, 13 or 14-3.
13-3 each year. Mm-hmm.
13-3, 11 is a given. But, oh, yes, their dreams and aspirations shall fall short again.
Hmm.
So it is said.
So it shall be.
R-E-L-A-X.
You relax, Ryan. You ask me, damn it. Oh, you don't tell me to relax.
Thomas, moving it along. As the NFL schedule is released, we're going through win totals with Bart Stradamus. Next up, a very much upgraded roster, although some recent issues, the Denver Broncos. Caesars, with, of course, Russell Wilson now at quarterback, Caesars has their over-under at 10 wins. Bart Stradamus, what say you?
Oh, the purge that is the AFC West. So many quality opponents. Oh, so hard to get out. Those who leave and win the division Still sharpened steel. Oh, yes, but we have some gimmies in there. We have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, that's a dub. The Seattle Seahawks. Dub it down. Houston. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yes, a favorable schedule for Russell Wilson as he says, let's ride. Oh, shall they ride to 10 victories? Yes, they shall.
Gotcha.
But 10 victories doesn't win the division. Oh, no. Those Chargers, no one. Oh, no one circles the wagon. Oh, like the Chargers and the mighty words of the great Arnold Schwarzenegger. Go, Chargers, go. Yo.
Last but not least, let's do one more team here. We'll do five. The last one would be the defending AFC champion, Cincinnati Bengals. No longer the Bungles. You can't call them that anymore. Their over-under, though, is 9.5.
Oh.
What say you, oh great one?
All due respect to Joe Burrow. This is an insult, yes! Shall they win 9 games? Absolutely! But the division is out for blood. And can those pesky Bengals, Tony the Tigers, can they still have the hunger that they had last year? Oh, they better feast. And they better feast early. Because once, Deshaun Jackson, Watson, Tito, how many Jacksons are there? Oh, no. Wrong channel. Once Deshaun Watson comes back to the division, it's only a matter of time till the cream rises to the top. Oh, yes. Those Bengals will get 9 wins, but oh, will not see the fortune that they had just a year before.
Wow, okay.
Oh.
So it is said, so it shall be. I'm just excited that you decided to go with 9 wins for the Jets on record. Bartsch Adamus, we thank you as always.
Who? The Jets?
Yes, the Jets. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We want you to tune into a National League battle tomorrow. That's right. The Cardinals host the Giants, the baseball Giants, of course, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 1:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We've got your calls. Also, interesting comments from Joel Embiid that we've got to get into, and we will in audio files next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. That West Coast.
Yeah, man.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We are presented by, of course, presented in Progressive Insurance. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive, Bart, can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, the jet ski that we'll have Key and Jay on going down the East River, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at Progressive.com. Bart, we've done a lot of talking. We've got callers, and they want to help me be a better dad. So I'm definitely looking forward to that conversation. But it's time now we take that step back, like we do in the show, where we let the headline makers now do the talking in the segment that we like to call
Audio Files. The Audio File. The Audio File.
Something very interesting that we heard from Joel Embiid last night after the Sixers were eliminated by the Miami Heat, and all the questions about James Harden, and is he the same player, and can he be that guy to pair with you to win a championship? And Joel Embiid told us that we are expecting maybe too much out of Harden. Listen to this.
I'm sure since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought, yeah, at times, you know, could have been as all of us could have been more aggressive, all of us, whether it's Tyrese or Tobias or, you know, guys coming off the bench.
Not the Houston Harden anymore, Bart Scott. Would you ever do you have a problem with him saying that publicly, or do you think it's the right thing to do?
No, I think he gave James Harden a soft landing, but I can go all the way back a couple months ago when he first got there where they were ecstatic. Like, oh, man, this is so easy, how amazing the honeymoon phase mm-hmm. they had where he did look like the Houston James Harden. And just last year, you know, we were talking, he was the captain now because Kyrie said, hey, you know, James going to handle the basketball. So for him to act like he's not disappointed, we never seen our guys fall off like this, right? We've never seen a guy fall off this quick. See, we didn't recognize it. When Russell Westbrook fell off, we didn't recognize it. Remember, it was coming off of, you know, averaging a triple-double. And then, yeah, like 2 years later, just like, hey, man, he's still putting up point, but it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Like, and now we laugh at Russell Westbrook. Like, man, where can he go? Who can he play with? Right. He's been on four teams.
Now all of a sudden, nobody wants him.
He's been on three teams in 4 years. And I think James Harden is going to that similar path. Now, his skill set is better than Westbrook's because he can shoot. But can he? Because now he's not that. Used to be that three, that little sidestep. Like, yeah, you could count on it. Now it's like 30% effective.
I'll tell you what. Here's a funny thing about these two guys. Two guys that average a triple-double. Two guys that put up just constant triple-doubles, right? Two guys that were MVPs, right? And now they're two guys that it's almost toxic because of their contract. And they're both at the last year of these contracts. It's like nobody wants them. Think about that. But here's the difference between the two. James Harden is a guy we look at and say, if he gets into shape, he could be himself again. You don't say that about Russell Westbrook. He doesn't look like a guy that needs to get in shape, right? So which is the more alarming one? The fact that you look at Russ and think, he looks like he's in fabulous shape, doesn't ever get tired, now all of a sudden he's shooting it off the side of the backboard.
Yeah.
Whereas James Harden, you're like, yeah, he's just fat. You know what I mean? Which is the more concerning of the two?
I think that's an over-exaggeration, too. I think that he is in decent shape at this point. But the fact is, he hasn't been able to adjust to the new him now. That's something that all players have to. The new him, right? Yeah. LeBron is – that's what makes LeBron so outstanding. Like, it's never been a new him. He does fade away, but it's still – he can get to the back whenever he wants to. Now, sometimes he may not play defense to the level of which he wanted to or used to.
Used to, yeah. Yeah, but still, you're right about that. I know that wasn't easy for you to say. Meanwhile, yeah, staying with this as we're going, more audio files for you, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. So you heard Joel Embiid also say, I can't believe we gave up Jimmy Butler. Like, we let him go. I can't believe we let him go. You remember Jimmy Butler was a 76er a couple of years ago. And Jimmy Butler, after the game, he and Embiid got together for a moment. And listen to what Butler says after the game about Embiid as a teammate.
That I love him. I'm proud of him. Yes. I still wish I was on his team. I definitely love the Miami Heat, though, man. I'm glad that I'm here. But I got so much respect and love for Joel Embiid.
So definitely wishes that they were teammates.
Still there. No, he's saying
but I'm quite
still
happy
there,
here. I don't wish I was here with him. I just wish I was teammates with him. Yeah. That said a lot to me, man.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's wishing, but if they win with Bam Adebayo, there's no need to ever go after Joel Embiid
I don't think he's suggesting that. What I'm saying is it was interesting in his choice of words. I wish he was on my team.
Yeah.
But I'm happy in Miami. So what he's letting you know is Philadelphia wasn't for me. Like, I'm not about there. I like him, but I didn't like that.
No, it wasn't Philadelphia. It's that Philadelphia picked Ben Simmons. I wanted to be here. He said, I wish I was here.
Yeah.
So that means that I wanted to stay, but these dudes, they wanted to keep Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons because they could have got rid of Tobias Harris and gave Butler a supermax because Joel Embiid just got paid last year. So they could have paid him. They chose not to. So that's a them problem. So, I mean, this goes back to,
Say the story goes, the Sixers will tell you he wanted to leave. That's why they let him go. He wanted to leave. But he wanted to leave because he didn't see eye to eye with Brett Brown, and he felt like Brett Brown was, from what I've heard, He felt like Brett Brown was like too easy on Ben Simmons.
Yeah, Kyler and Ben Simmons.
Yeah, he didn't like. He felt like that's not going to work. Like the same way in Minnesota, where he couldn't stand the young guys that never wanted to work and never wanted to put in time and all that stuff. That drove him crazy. Well, he thought they're coddling this kid, and you know we need to challenge him when we're coddling him. And they put the ball in his hands and all that stuff. And they chose Ben Simmons and Brett Brown over Jimmy Butler. Well, 3 years later. Where's the three of them and who's thriving and who's not? Brett Brown doesn't have a job. Ben Simmons has already been traded, and now he's on another team where they're scratching their head saying, is this guy ever going to play? And Jimmy Butler is now in the conference finals for the second time in 3 years.
Yeah. And carried that team there. What he did in the third quarter.
No doubt.
Would not all let them back in.
That is Audio Files. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. A lot of you want to weigh in on this question about me being a bad dad. Father-daughter dance tonight with my girls. I've got a lot of games tonight on the docket. You know it. Playoff hockey I got tonight. And obviously the NBA game sixes. And I kind of feel like the girls, they just kind of hang out themselves. Is it all right if I just watch the game on the phone? And some of you definitely feel a certain way about it. We'll hear from you. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm surprised how many people really want to give advice here. I'm pleasantly surprised. It's good to know. We all want to be good parents.
There's
be
a lot of dads out there.
I got some games to watch tonight. I got two games. I got the Celtics-Bucks. I got Grizzlies-Warriors. I got Rangers-Penguins. There's no Sidney Crosby with the Penguins. Can the Rangers really push for a game sell? I mean, there's just so much here on the docket, and I've got to be in an elementary school gym with music playing that I don't know and probably like some like microwave pizza and some apple juice, right? This is what I'm doing. And I just thought the girls go on their own. They hang out together. They don't really – I'm there to just drive them there. Is it that bad if I just watch the games on my phone? And some of you say no, and some of you say yes. And a lot of you have advice. So let's go back to the calls. Damien in Maine. What do you think?
Hey, Bart Hahn.
What's happening?
How's it going?
Good. What up?
Hey, man. I think good dad. Because how many dads are not even going to this thing? You know? Right? There's a bunch of dads that are like, I'm not putting on a suit and I'm not going to the little gym, whatever. No
yeah,
little
don't
girl
feel like
dance.
Doing it. Yeah. Right. I'm making the effort.
You're getting points just by showing up.
I like
now, that. We all know that the kids are not there to be hanging out with dad. They're going to go. Nope. She's going to go run off and play with her friends, whatever they're doing.
Right.
And you best believe that all the other dads there, they're all going to be peeping in their phones and head down looking at their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that one dad
well set
who's
going to
be tearing.
Right, Damien? Like my whole thing is, like, we all know we want to look at our phones. I'll be the guy. I'll be the one to do it. I'll be the pioneer. I'll be the one that just takes it, flips it on its side, puts the game on, sets it up right against the cup, and sits back, and everybody else can go, all right, he's doing it. Right, Bart? I mean, that's the way to do it. Thank you, Damien.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's looking at it anyway, so, man.
But Mike in Syracuse, though, says, no, bad dad. Mike, why?
Well, a couple of things. First off, if you'll indulge me, you guys not only have the best sports show, you got the best and most entertaining show on Sirius Radio, bar none.
Thank you.
And Alan, you don't want to find yourself on Dr. Phil's couch because she will weaponize this later. She will weaponize this. If your daughter, God forbid, Phil, her first driver's test.
Oh, no.
It's because dad didn't pay attention to me at the father's daughter's dance.
I see it, Mike. I see it. You were always on your phone. Oh, this is therapy. Mike just warned me about the therapy that is to come because I was always on my phone watching sports. Oh, boy. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
First off, in the clicky claim.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Just claim to be a player, but
Ooh, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. So you get, like, think about it. So the schedule comes out, Bart, and just so everybody knows, Bart Scott says the Jets are going to win 9 games this year. Caesar says 5.5. The schedule's not easy. They're like middle of the pack when it comes to schedule, strength of schedule. The Giants and the NFC East, all those cats have the easiest schedule, all of them. And the Cowboys have the easiest out of the whole group. But that whole division has the easiest strength of schedule. So
right.
Utah, but they're going to have to beat each other up and see where it goes from there. But the defending champs, like the Rams, the season opener is against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah,
Monday Night Football.
That's tough. That's tough.
That's kind of nice, right?
And listen, it's a revenge game because, you know, Von Miller left them. Von Miller left them. You know what I'm saying? Didn't come back. So Von Miller's going to say, I got the secret sauce. You know what I mean? Where I go, so does the title hopes go because I'm a great horse whisperer. Like, you know, he went there. He whispered in Aaron Donald's ear, you got to be more vocal, big fella.
So, but how about this one, though? Then the league says, Monday night, you know what the other game in the doubleheader is?
Which
we're going to send Russell Wilson back and play Seattle.
See, that's the one I care so little to see.
Oh, you do?
Oh, wow, yeah. I'm so excited to see Russell Wilson go against Geno Smith or Drew Lock. Yeah, who cares? Like, oh, Drew Lock. Those are supposed to be my guys. Like, come on, son. Like,
what
stop.
What about Bucks Cowboys?
Oh, that's going to be a class. Remember last year?
Yeah,
the Cowboys are arrived. Look what they did when they went against the champions. They had them on the ropes. Let's see if they learned their lesson because all I know is, you know, listen, the Bucks may not be what they were, but they retooled pretty good by going to get, you know, losing Alex Kappa, losing a couple Murphy or whatever his name is to retirement. Okay. But then the fact that they were able to get Shaq Mason from New England, which I have no idea why. You know what I mean? And, you know, you look at that. They've replaced their people with some good people. They lost some people. But let's see if Todd Bowles can kind of, you know, lead these men. We saw Mike Brown, you know, take the place of Steve Kerr. Didn't look the same.
No. So Stosh is concerned. Here's why. Stosh loves the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are the first team in NFL history to start the season with 8 straight games over teams that had a winning record in the previous season. Elias Sports is telling us this. They play at the Cardinals, then
that's
the Chargers.
That's a tough one, bro.
Ooh. At the Colts, at the Bucks, home against the Raiders, Bills, then at the Niners, then the Titans, then they get a bye week to catch their breath. Stosh, how many of those 8 are they winning?
I think they're going to win 5.
5?
Damn. Confident.
Yeah. And I know there was a time when I was really freaking out about the schedule.
Yeah.
And I've had some time to sort of think about this.
All right, give me the wins. Where's your 5? Cardinals, Chargers, Colts, Bucks, Raiders, Bills, Niners, Titans.
They're going to lose to the Bills. Believe that.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Come on, okay. Who's your 5? You told me 5 out of the 8. Who's your 5?
Yeah, hold on. I'm pulling it up here.
I mean, why are you doing that? I'm going to tell you why they're going to lose to the Bills. The Bills aren't going to win. They're trying to win the battle, not win the war. They lost a pivotal game and was embarrassed last year to your team that came back and they gave up a touchdown with 13
That's
seconds
at home
to go.
Now. That's at Arrowhead.
I don't care. The last one was at Arrowhead.
So here you go. They're going to beat the Cardinals.
At Arizona, they got the win because you don't have what's his wide receiver? Come on, help me out.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins.
They're going to beat the Chargers.
No, they're not.
Ooh, home against the Chargers.
No, they're
saying they got the dub.
They're going to beat the Chargers.
The upgraded Chargers. Here's why: because the coach is going for it on fourth down on his own 25.
But this time he gets it.
They're going to beat the Raiders.
Well, why you skip over the Colts?
Yeah, skip over the Colts.
I'm just I'm going with the sure wins right now.
All right, so
Cardinals,
we got 2-0
Raiders.
Then they'll be 2-2. Then they'll be 3-2.
Yeah, I
at
don't
the Bills
think,
3-3.
I think
home against the Bills 3-3.
They not beat terrific time
at 49ers.
They're going to win
4-3, and then they're going to beat the Titans.
They're
going to
beat the Titans.
So there's your 5-3.
They never beat the Titans. The Titans run the ball and take all the air out of the game and beat the living hell out of them.
They'll beat the Titans.
Oh, because y'all got Kofalophagus?
Do they stop the run anymore?
At the end of the day, it's to me it comes down to 2 words.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Well, good luck with that.
There's going to be 2 other words you're going to be wondering about. Tyreek Hill. What's the offense going to look like?
What's Patrick Mahomes
going to look like?
No explosive plays.
It's going to be fine.
No threat. Oh, no threat. Nobody running past me. Oh, my God. Scanley. Marquez Scanley Quinn. How many names this dude got? How you going to have
Josh
a hyphenated
Kevin
name?
Bacon right now in Animal House. All
we
is
got
well.
The Juju.
All is well.
Juju, well, he going to be over there doing Corvette. He going to be doing Corvette on the logo. It's my logo.
Sky. Sky replaces Tyreek. We're going to be fine.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. It all works out.
Yeah, he's going deep. Yeah.
Look, again, confidence comes from demonstrated performance.
Yeah, I think J.C. Jackson is going to be okay. I think that Tre'Davious White's going to feel confident with going against those receivers. Yeah, I think they're okay.
6-2.
Well, how are they feeling in Philadelphia? We'll get back to the Sixers next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.